Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick speaking.
Yeah, my name is Claude O'Hound. So one of my associates recommended you guys and told me about you. And what I'm trying to do is, you know, like a loan for equipment.
Yeah.
For a business. I didn't know, is that something y'all do? Or?
Yeah, we've been doing equipment financing for businesses for almost 14 years now.
All right, well, let me explain to you my situation. Maybe you can help me the best way you think possible.
Yeah.
Me and a friend of mine, we became business partners in a lawn and landscape business. All right, and we've been together for about a year now, and I'm wanting to buy him out. I'm wanting to buy the truck, the trailer, the mowers, the weed eaters, the blowers, all that stuff from him. And I'm curious what it would take to get me. It's only like $30,000.
Okay.
Curious to see what might have to happen to maybe make that happen through your company.
Okay. So all of that equipment there, that the business owns that equipment, right?
Right.
Okay. So is there any financing against that equipment currently?
No.
Okay. Well, at $30,000, yeah, I'm not sure if there's enough of that equipment to lean it up against that equipment.
Right.
Can you give me a rundown of the equipment again?
Well, one of it's a 61-inch Skag zero-turn mower.
Uh-huh.
One is a 48-inch zero-turn, Toro zero-turn mower laser. Couple of steel weed eaters. Red Max blower. Steel hedge trimmers. Multiple, like, you know, rakes, gas cans, all that kind of stuff. I mean, just, you know, your basic lawn care stuff. And then it's a 06 F-250 diesel truck. I think it's an 06. And then there's a trailer. I'm not sure what year it is. It's a newer trailer. It's a Skylark. It's a covered trailer. It's not an open trailer. You know, it's got the smooth sides. It has the roof and all that on it.
Yeah, how much do you think that's worth?
I'd say the trailer's probably worth six.
Okay. And how about that F-250?
The F-250, I mean, it's only got, I want to say 150,000 miles on it. It's dual drive. It's full door. I don't know, probably 6-7.
Okay.
It's a nice truck. It runs really well.
Yeah, those F-250s, they last forever.
What's that now?
These trucks run forever. Those are good.
I mean, I had an F-350 doing it with 300-some thousand miles.
Nice. Just a basic rundown of your equipment. I think the best way to buy your partner out, if you're looking for $30,000, is a working capital business loan where we just give you the cash and you can just give it to him. Okay, so what do you typically do year to year in your gross revenues?
Well, like last year, we just started out. I mean, we didn't really do a heavy amount of profit. It was just we basically broke even. We didn't stay in the red, but, you know, we never were owing anybody anything. It was paying for itself, you know, first year.
Okay. So, wait, what month did you start it in 2015?
Yeah, it was like right around this time of the year, 2015.
Okay, so May in 2015?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, forget about profit and loss. Let's just talk about your revenues. Like, what did the business bring in over the past year?
I don't have a total amount. I'd have to get that from the
market. Yeah, another, like, ballpark is good. Like, what do you typically, okay, let's just talk about the past few months. As far as the past few months, what have you been depositing into the business bank statements? Or business bank accounts, excuse me.
All right, so just give me a second, okay? Sorry, I wasn't better prepared for this. I should have been.
No, it's okay. No, we got time.
I do apologize.
No, it's okay. It's my I'm on the phone all day, man. This is my job.
I mean, we're basically bringing in. I don't know, $1,300, $1,400 bring in.
I'm sorry, $1,300 or $1,400 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Typically, for one of our business loans, we do need a minimum of about of close to $10,000 a month. Right. So what we do. Yeah, we lend off of your revenues, so that's why I didn't care about the profit and loss. Most businesses have losses for the first few years, and some have losses, you know, losses on purpose, like 10 years on the road, right? You don't want to have to pay taxes. So what we do is we lend off of your revenues, off of the cash flow, you know, because we know you can afford to pay the note back, so we don't care about the bottom line. So... you know, as far as your business partner, you know, I don't know, man. You know, he might be asking for a little bit much, you know, as far as like.
I think, I mean, I absolutely know he's asking for much. I'm doing this. I mean, actually, I thought he would be impressed. He's wanting money right away.
Yeah.
And he don't understand that at least the business is paying for itself the first year, whereas most businesses are in the red.
Yeah, for like a few years, usually.
Huh?
Yeah, for a few years, usually, maybe 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah, but we've never been negative once.
Yeah, I mean, that's
always
impressive.
Pays for itself, and as every month goes by, we're getting, you know, a couple extra, couple customers. I mean, in 3 years, I mean, we should be golden, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you said you're in the landscaping business, right?
Right. It takes
yeah.
I've been doing this professionally 16 years, and my family's been in business for 30 years with their company. I worked for them for like 14, but it takes a little while to, you know, generate, you know, your customer base.
Yeah.
And yeah, apparently I don't think he gets that part of it.
Ah, that's a tough situation. I hear a lot about this, you know, going into the business with somebody and then, you know,
I guess I could just give him the stuff back, you know?
You know, I don't know, man. That's a tough situation. I mean, what's he going to do if, you know, what else is he going to do?
I have no clue.
Is he going to try to start his own and then go through the same problems by himself? Like, you know?
That's what I don't understand. I mean, I'm sitting here handling the day-to-day headaches of it, trying to find the customers and stuff. You'd think he would just chill a little bit, but I guess not.
Yeah. Yeah, man. If you get build it up a little bit. I mean, we work with startups, so it's not an issue. I mean, if you can pull together, you know, like as soon as you pull together 6 strong months, I mean, you don't even have to really hit $10,000; just close to it, a month in deposits. You know, I mean, try. You know, when you get paid cash, deposit that. And I know
What do people do when they want to start a small business? I mean, I guess they have to have exceptional credit, and just they pull on their name, I would assume.
Well, typically,
equipment has to be brand new and can hold the loan note.
Well, as far as equipment, equipment's more credit-based. You don't have to have great credit. It just what scares, like we're private, right? So we're a lot more lenient,
right?
Right? So we're not publicly traded and
things like that.
So, you know, we need credit scores. You know, no bankruptcies in the past 5 years. And credit scores above 600, and to be able to, you know, sometimes we don't even look at bank statements. Sometimes we'll look at a few months just to make sure you can cash flow the note, right? Make sure the ending balances aren't negative. But the thing is, that's to buy equipment, and you don't even need it to be new as long as it holds some kind of value. Right. So we do buy a lot of used equipment for people. Now, to loan somebody money against the equipment that they already own, the rule of thumb, you know, is that you can get half of its worth. But
technically, actually, everything would be in his name. Everything that I'm buying is in his name. So it would be like I'm buying it. I'm not buying it for myself. I mean, I'm buying it from a different person.
Right. So, right, everything currently is in his name, and you want the cash to buy it from him.
Right.
Okay, so that's...
I'm not trying to make your day hard or anything. I'm just learning as I'm going, you know. This is
right, so that's called a private seller. Yeah, no, it's called a private seller transaction. However, even if it's in his name, you both are on the name of the business, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just gets to the point where we like, I can paint a picture to try to get around this, but eventually underwriting will know the truth, that both of you own this business and that he owns this equipment. It's hard to justify him selling it to you, right? Because when you ever do equipment financing, especially for a new business, you have to justify the transactions. You know, why is this company, why is this business buying this? And so for one business partner to sell another business partner the equipment, like we can say it's, oh, well, it's obviously you're buying him out, but it's...
It would have to be more than that.
It doesn't,
right?
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense for the business because you can't prove that you're doing that ahead of time, right?
Well, I mean, if his name comes off the business license, I mean, it is...
Right, but he can't do that till afterwards, and if his name were to be off the business first, like, he might not do that until he has his money.
His name isn't on the business, I think, on the license. I think the only thing his name is on the bank account. And he and his name is on all the equipment. The LLC is in my name. And the business license.
Then possibly...
I'm not trying to ask you to do something. If you don't feel comfortable doing anything...
No, 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 I'm just trying to think of a solution.
I'm just trying to learn.
No, I'm just trying to think of a solution. So the whole thing is this. So he could create an invoice for each piece, and then if he created an invoice for each piece, they'd have to be, like, you know, market value because, obviously, you know, we know what things cost. And,
right.
You know, private seller transactions, I mean, so that $30,000, you know, divided by, let's say we got a 36-month approval, I mean, you're looking at definitely, are you looking to pay? I mean, you'd be looking at a payment of it like around $1,200 a month or more, probably.
I mean, I don't know if I want to pay that. I mean, like I told you, how much I thought the truck would work, and I told you how much the trailer was worth. And to be honest with you, I actually think this is where he came out of the blue with this the other day, and I think all the equipment and all that stuff is worth right around 17, maybe.
Yeah.
And I think he's just trying to get more out of it than, you know. I mean, he's invested some money into it and a couple other little things, but I doubt he's got $30,000 in it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I appreciate you talking to me. I guess I know exactly what you're saying.
It's tough. It's just it's a complicated situation, and then his name's going to be on the bank statements. So it's not like underwriters aren't going to see that or that they'll just ignore it. And there's probably somewhere, for example, with the Secretary of State, he might be listed or on the tax return. There could be anything. So then they'll just ask. They'll say, wait, he's part of this business. You know,
right.
Like what's going on here? It'll look like fraud. So the best thing to do is really, like, you know, if he wants out now, there's nothing, you know, he's in, you know, until you guys can start really get going. And hopefully that happens this year. I know it's about, you know, seasonal business for you guys. And, you know, maybe you put 3-4 months together of solid months and, you know, then buy them out.
Well, if we were doing $10,000 a month and his half was $5,000, he wouldn't be saying anything.
Yeah, right. No, he wouldn't be looking to get bought out. Yeah, I mean, your profit wouldn't be that, but yeah, I got what you're saying. Like, but that's what we don't care about, is a profit or not. We just care about if you can get your deposits to $10,000 or close to $10,000 a month for 3-4 months in a row, then, you know, we can definitely help you out with a business loan, and you could just give him that cash, and then the business will owe that money, and you'll just pay it back as you operate your business.
Right. All right, man. I appreciate you talking to me, and thanks for all the good information and being honest with me. And
yeah,
one day down the future, we can do business together or something.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, my name's Nick, and my extension's real easy. It's 1121. If you ever want to give me a ring and ask any questions.
All right, let me write that down, Nick. 1121.
Yeah, I saw your.
Thank you very much, man.
Yeah, I saw your area code. You're in Virginia Beach.
Well, I live in, well, I'm about 35 minutes from Virginia Beach. I live in Pocosin.
Where you live at?
A little town called Pocosin.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know it. I'm from, I was actually born in Virginia, but I grew up in Maryland. So I only live in the D.C. area. I was born in Culpeper.
Culpeper, that's up by,
That's a tiny town. You talk about a small town.
I know exactly. I know where it's at. It's up on the other side of Richmond, isn't it?
Yeah, like north of, yeah, it's, is like...
Culpeper,
like,
around Orange, somewhere like that.
Yeah, dude, it's out there. I haven't been there. I couldn't even tell you. Like, I think I drove by it like 10
years
ago. Where
are you at now?
I'm in California, man.
But, you know what the funniest thing is? My son, he moved to California 2 years ago with his mom.
Oh, whereabouts?
In San Diego?
Yeah, that's where we are.
Okay, well, there's a town outside of San Diego. What the hell is it named? It's private housing area. It's real ritzy. I got it written down because I like.
Is that Coronado or something? I don't know. There's a lot of like ritzy areas out here. I've only been out here 2 years, so I don't know the lay of the land that well, you know.
How you like it?
You know what? It's easy to like. You know, the weather's always mild. I love D.C. You know, I lived in D.C. for a long time. I just couldn't take the cold anymore, man. And also, like, you know, just the people there. It's hard to deal with. But
yeah, Virginians are hard to put up with.
Yeah, you don't like
D.C.
it there.
People. I mean, I've lived here most of my life. I'm a military brat. I'm from Kentucky,
yeah.
So I'm trying to sort of think about where the hell he's from. Anyway, he's out there somewhere. But so if I wanted to buy all brand new equipment, is that something you can help me with?
If you're looking to buy some new equipment right now?
Well, if I wanted to say to this guy, says, all right, well, you know, just give me the stuff back, and, you know, then I'm stuck with nothing, right? would I be able to start my own business again, or do I have to go a different route?
Well, this is the complication with equipment financing. We can work with a startup, right? We could probably help you get some mowers, you know, all that stuff. However, this is the catch-22 with equipment financing. Like you said, he's not on the business license, not on the business. As long as he's not legally on the business, we can put everything under your name. Normally, with equipment financing, you need all of the owners on it.
No, what I'm talking about is, say, I call him back and I say, look, you know, there's really no way to get financing for the $30,000. You know, we're kind of stuck together for a little while. What if he said, well, just give me the truck and stuff back and we'll just call it even? And then I'm out, you know, the whole thing, right? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
If everything's under your name already, the business is already set up under your name, then...
I can't cancel that.
Yeah, but you could... You can get a new, like, you know, finance a new truck through a dealership. You know, you could probably get something, you know, someone will finance you, you know, probably up to 100%. And then we could do that. Or we could, you know, if you can find somebody that's got all these mowers and everything, we can, you just send me the invoices, and it can be from different vendors, and we could set you up with a whole new loan and do 100% financing so you don't have to come out of pocket for anything.
Right.
So if you were looking for, you know, $15,000 to buy, like, let's say you wanted to buy all of this from somebody else, and you think it's worth about 17.
Right.
All right, so let's call it 17. You know, 100% financing, business in the first couple of years, you know. You know, if you can, I mean, I'm, for everything that you just mentioned for that $17,000, you might be paying about $800, you know, a month for like 3 years. It might be
right.
tougher to get you a 5-year loan, but it's not out of the cards.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying if you can afford, you know, let's say it was, I mean, $500 to $800 a month for all of that equipment, and you can swing that for, you know, a while you get started, you know, that's definitely an option.
Right. All right, Nick, well, let me think about everything as a whole, and I'll give you a call back if there's something I need you to do for me, okay?
Thanks, Charles. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, brother. Bye.